Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey today for Monday, March 1st goes to a human by the name of, play his name, Dramos.
Thangala Satish.
Thangala Satish. Now, keep in mind, this story happened in India, but contrary to popular belief, Americans aren't the stupidest people in the world. Okay, yes, folks from other countries get the credit they deserve for being stupid. Absolutely, they do. But what intrigued me about this story, what made me want to share, is the fact that there is really no right way to do the wrong thing. For some reason, there's always people who think they can reinvent the wheel in regards to wrongdoing. They think that they can remix illegal activities in a way that they will avoid the inevitable fate that befalls so many who have come before them. Drug dealers are usually the kings of trying to find the right way to do the wrong thing. It's impossible. Okay, drug dealers always think they're doing something new, always think they're doing something that can't get them caught, when the reality is they're making all the same mistakes that drug dealers before them made, and it's only a matter of time before you end up in jail or dead. Listen, illegal activities don't love anyone. Okay, anytime you partake in an illegal activity, you are taking a penitentiary chance, or even worse, risking your life. And that's exactly what happened to this guy. Play his name again, Drum. Play his name, please.
Thangala Satish.
Yes, Thangala. Okay, because he was participating in a illegal cockfight. Yes, in southern India, cockfights are banned, illegal, and they need to be because they're dangerous. Not just for the poultry involved, but for the owners of said cocks. And Thangala is an example of this. Let's go to Visa Channel on YouTube for the report, please.
An Indian man was stabbed to death by his own rooster after he attached a 3-inch knife to its leg for an illegal cockfight. Mm. Thangala Satish, 45, was stabbed in the groin last week when the bird he had just armed for the fight fluttered in panic. Satish was hit by the rooster's knife in his groin and started bleeding heavily, Police Inspector Jeevan said Sunday, revealing that the victim died on his way to a local hospital. Police are now looking for over a dozen other people involved in organizing the deadly cockfight, warning that they could face up to 2 years in prison if found guilty.
The irony of a cock aiming for the groin. Like, you can't tell me the universe doesn't have a sense of humor, but let me tell you something, man. I read that last year. A man was killed when a blade attached to his rooster's leg hit him in the neck during a cockfight. In 2010, a rooster killed his owner by slashing his owner's jugular vein. All I'm getting from all of this is that chickens are fed to F up. Okay, chickens are like, y'all asking too much of us. It's bad enough that we have to end up on your sandwiches. It's bad enough that they are used for your two-piece spicy with red beans and rice, but now y'all want us to fight? For what? Do we not bring you great pleasure when you barbecue us, when you fry us, when you grill us? Imagine being a chicken and having to fight another chicken. Both cocks looking at each other saying, why are we doing this? All they gonna do is bake us afterwards. So regardless of who wins, we steal dinner. That's when the cocks devise a plan to turn on the humans. And I must say, I'm here for it. Okay, I hate to see people lose their lives, but when you're doing something you got no business doing, these are usually the consequences. Now, the rooster was briefly held at the local police station before it was sent to the poultry farm. Police officer B. Jeevan said they may need to produce it before the court. I am making none of this up. There is no sauce being put on this chicken story. No hot sauce, no barbecue sauce, no Polynesian sauce, no red curry paste, no coconut cream, nothing. Clearly, they do things different in India because the cock was in custody. Okay, there is pictures of it on social media. People were outraged because this cock was in custody, but the police officers provided this rooster grains to peck on while he was in custody. There was outrage because officers wouldn't have done this if this chicken was more dark meat than white meat. But since the chicken is more white meat than dark meat, it gets special privileges. Look, man, racism is real everywhere. The moral of the story is, okay, to be conscious is to be aware and respectful towards all living creatures, big and small. Chickens make up our world and are a part of it. All right, treating animals humanely is a conscious trait. Okay, being aware of where our food comes from and how an animal is treated is essential. It is our duty as conscious human beings to treat all creatures with respect and dignity. This is why when I get me some Popeyes or some KFC, some Bojangles, some home-cooked chicken, some nice jerk chicken from a Jamaican spot, I hold the chicken up to the sky the way Rafiki held Simba up when Simba was born and thank God for the life that I'm about to consume. Okay, chickens, you are loved, valued, and appreciated. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't care. I eat both respectfully. So nobody should be disrespecting chickens by making y'all fight. Please give, what's his name?
Thangala Satish.
The biggest he, huh? So cruel to make cocks fight and then eat them afterwards. You want to eat chickens? Chase them like we used to. Catch them. Pop their necks. Okay?
Whoa.
What? That was a respectful way to do it. Y'all ain't grow up in the country?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. Y'all ain't never chased the chicken? Y'all ain't never chased the chicken and then caught it and popped his neck?
No.
No. No.
Okay.
So you used to grabbing cocks and breaking a neck?
Excuse me? Have you ever eaten a rooster? Answer the question, Envy.
I never killed it.
Have you ever eaten a rooster, though?
Yes.
So...
What?
I'm just saying, you know.
What? Have you?
I'm just saying a rooster has been in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say it.
I'm not messing with
can
you.
Can I say a...
No, you cannot say
in the
that.
Context of the
no,
chicken...
No, you cannot say that.
No.
It's been in your mouth?
No.
No.
In the context?
No.
It's in context, though. We're talking roosters.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Why you say it like
whoa,
that?
Whoa, wow.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.